beaches, tourists, families, islands, water, a 25-foot great white shark. A description of my past week of exploits? No. A description of Michael's sex life? No.
Actually,
the acclaimed blockbuster.
Shut up! I'm doing something!
Hello and welcome to Four.
Nice pedal bass.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, for another week from Under a Rock, the podcast where we watch movies that someone in our group has not seen that they should have seen, bringing them out from under the proverbial rock.
I got tingles with that intro there,
rock,
Ryan.
Rock.
I gotta say,
rock. It was like I was there.
A 25-foot with bated breath. I was just like, a 25-foot what? A 25-foot what?
Sandwich.
God, that would be awesome.
A 25-foot sandwich. Yeah, this is
the witch
Steven
that resides
Spielberg's,
in the sand.
Steven Spielberg's epic mystic sandwich.
You're gonna
coming soon to the Broadway stage.
You're gonna need some mighty big jaws to eat that sandwich.
Sore jaws. That's what it's called.
Jaws 2, sore jaws.
The shark's
Doc,
just
Doc,
like,
Doc,
ah,
I gotta
rest for a little bit here.
Is Jaws 2 like eating the second half of it?
I'm sorry?
It's like Jaws Volume 2. It's like Nymphomaniac Volume 2, you know? You get the rest of the story afterwards.
It's basically the exact same story as Jaws 2, Nymphomaniac 2.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the exact same.
But it's like all about a sandwich instead of an addiction.
A sandwich addiction.
So, guys, last week I was dead.
He was dead.
I am sorry about that. I do apologize.
You brought him back,
though. Through pagan ritual, we brought him
back. I did manage to snake my way back in through Michael's body, made a brief appearance. It was probably the best part of the podcast, in my humble opinion.
How did it feel to be in my body?
No different than usual.
I don't get it.
He spent some time in there.
Yeah.
Oh, like in like, Star Wars when he cuts the tauntaun open?
No,
and
we're
not.
He puts
Luke in there?
We're just going to leave this one
actually
untouched.
One time, yes,
but...
That was something. That was a separate incident.
That was a weird. That was weird from what we normally
surprising
do.
Surprising how easily I fit. Never mind. Michael,
yeah.
How was your last week? But
week was good. It was uneventful. We can pass to someone else. I have nothing to talk about.
James, how has your last week been?
It's actually
Steven.
It's my last week at the internship that I'm at right now. So I'm a free man, as it were, with no pay, ladies.
Sorry to hear that, but the ladies are not
listening.
They're
not listening to this.
I've got
they are
plenty
all waiting
of free time to...
The ladies are all waiting in line to give you a job offer, if you know what I mean.
Oh, up top.
Let's
with,
high five around here.
With
all right, Steven.
Other hand. This is gonna,
other hand.
No.
Steven.
No.
Steven still
with
got a
cast. With whatever. A big signing bonus, if you know what I mean.
Oh, again. Steven,
come on. No, Steven, other hand.
It'll be painful for you. And
yeah,
he puts
right.
his hand down. This thing is like sandpaper.
With a 10-year contract, if you know what I
no,
mean.
No. Oh, not well. Into long-term commitments.
With a one-night contract.
Yeah.
Even still, that's
yeah.
kind of
up
pushing
top,
it for this guy.
Right,
here we
yeah,
go.
Up here, Steven.
Steven, come on, Steven. Come here,
Steven. Okay.
Steven,
this is just
there.
Really sad.
Steven is not committing to the high fives today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we've got a semicircle at best.
Ryan, how was your
all right,
week?
So James is being a lazy bum. Mm-hmm. Anything else going on with you, though? Is that about it? Is that about cover it?
I'm going to San Diego this weekend, visit my family.
Fun.
They don't live in San Diego. My parents are just in San Diego for the weekend. So going to go down. I haven't been to the city yet, so I'm very excited.
Cool.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Wow, thanks for that enthusiastic response, Michael Dick.
Michael Dick?
Michael Dick.
It's Michael Vick's nickname.
Yeah. Oh, I actually did think of something from my past week. I went to a
Please.
Nutritionist and was informed how fat I am.
Didn't we talk about this last time?
Did we?
I don't know.
I wasn't here. I didn't listen to last week's
I'm really
podcast,
fat.
To be honest, you guys.
I'm really fat, you guys. And I'm supposed to go on a very high protein diet and eat as few carbs as I can. So what I've been doing is eating a lot of protein, but then giving into my craving for carbs and just eating a lot of both. So I've actually gained about 4 pounds in the last week.
Why? How? Okay.
Because carbs taste so good.
Meat tastes so much better.
It does, but it doesn't fill me up as much as carbs do. So I'm eating a lot of meat. It's great, but also a lot of carbs.
I guess.
Yeah.
For reference, if you look at the From Under a Rock podcast artwork, Michael is the one on the right.
Right. I think I'm in the middle.
Are we doing a thing?
I think you and I are in the middle, and then Stephen and James are on the outside.
Okay.
Despite this aforementioned carbs thing, it's not the one who's eating a piece of pizza. That's me.
See, I don't know why I even tried to clarify that. Since I didn't even know what the correct answer was.
For those of you, if you look at the never mind. From Under a Rock poster, Michael's the one on it.
Oh, shoot. I
on it.
With the three other guys.
What have I gotten myself into?
If you also look really closely, you can see Will in that poster.
Very closely.
Very closely.
He never came out from under the rock.
He's still under there.
He tried. Don't get us wrong. He tried. We forced him back under.
Well, I mean, like, he would watch half a movie and then be like, I don't want to watch this whole thing. I'm going back under the rock. So he just doesn't do movies.
It's best for everyone, to be honest. Yeah. It's best for the world that Will doesn't watch too many movies or second halves of movies.
Because he likes to reenact them. And that's awful. I showed him Armageddon,
mm-hmm.
and he just flew to space.
He sent an asteroid to Earth and then...
Yeah. And he was like, hey, Ben Affleck, Bruce Willis, come here. And they were like, we're okay. He's like, do it. And they were like, okay. And then
he filmed it. And
then released Armageddon. And
Michael Bay stole it.
Yeah.
By reenact, we mean film. He films movies.
Yeah. He's actually made every movie ever. And the filmmakers just steal them from him.
William Michael Bay is his name.
He's prolific.
Shut up, Will. You can't be on our podcast. God.
I hate that guy.
Michael Bay. He just, because he made Transformers, he thinks he can just come on our movie podcast.
He's like, guys, I'm making Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
He's coming all over our podcast right now.
That was gross.
You're gross.
I think that, let's just go to the next segment. That ruined my appetite.
The next segment is, what has Steuben been doing this past week? Week.
I upgraded my arm bandage to a cast. I now have 3 fingers.
Week.
And
damn,
I had
you stole
to.
My joke.
I moved away from my glorious location at work. I'm no longer less than 2 miles away.
Weak.
Makes me sad. But the move is worth it because I finally get an office again.
Weak.
Your inflection and your words seem to contradict each other, as does the smile.
I'm trying to make weak into the new pair. Like pear and pear have different, they don't really have different connotations. They just mean different things.
Wait, you mean like a fruit?
Like and two of things?
And two
and a couple? Okay.
Like if you have a fruit, you have like a good fruit. But if you have like a couple of demons in your apartment, then that's like a bad thing.
So why don't you just say Fortnite? Because that's a pair of weeks.
That's true.
I never actually knew how long a fortnight was, so thank you for clearing that up.
I just remember Abraham Lincoln's speech, fortnights and
seven
scores ago. That's how I remember how long.
He was watching a football game, and it was like, they scored 7 times.
A fortnight is 7 years. That's how I remember that.
Yeah.
7 scores. A fortnight is 7 scores, which is 12 minutes.
I am thoroughly confused.
If you're watching American football.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
We don't go out on the metric system.
No, this isn't rugby. This isn't soccer. No, this is American football.
American ass football.
That sounds gross.
Sounds fun. Don't knock it till you try it.
To bring things full circle here.
Ryan, how are you?
Oh, yeah. Never mind. I'm doing well. I have just been working 6 nights a week pretty much consistently, so I'm pretty tired. I'm pretty wiped out. I hear a rumor that I'm going to be training my replacement soon, and I will be moving back to the day shift in a couple weeks, so that should
he'll be day man again.
Dayman.
Wait, he can't be Nightman and Dayman.
Exactly.
He fights the Nightman.
With kung fu.
Karate.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And friendship.
For everyone.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I've had time to do. Work, sleep, and Street Fighter. As usual, I guess. So, not too much different.
Cool.
Anyway, now to bring things full circle. Beaches. Tourists. Families. Sandwiches.
Captain Ahab.
A 25...
Basically.
Sure. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
We'll get to that. A 25-foot great white shark. What do these things have in common? Jaws.
Oh, shit. I just realized I watched Piranha 3D.
That's close enough?
Sweet.
We can work with that, I think.
Yeah. I think it's a remake of Jaws, actually. So okay. I think you're good.
Sweet. So, Jaws.
This was picked by one Jooms McDoodles.
Moi. Yes, indeed.
James.
Did you just kiss me?
No. I kissed the mic. Oh. I kissed the audience.
I cannot reiterate how hard I did not listen to last week's podcast. So if you could tell us why you picked Jaws.
Because Michael hadn't seen it. The loser.
Great reason.
Yeah.
Great reason.
Also, it's a movie
that
changed the face of cinema, modern cinema, as we know it.
So you kind of got revenge on him picking Ghostbusters and calling you an asshole.
Essentially, yes.
From the week before. Not that I listened to the podcast or anything.
It's okay. It's okay.
I did.
Don't worry about it.
I did. I listened to it.
But sorry. Yes, aside from that, Jaws is a fantastic movie that should have been a flop. When you think of all the...
Why would you think about
all of the things that went wrong, and it's interesting to think if it would have been less successful had things gone right on set, because they could never get the thing to work, the shark itself. It was supposed to be in a ton more scenes, like visible, but they could never get the thing to work and were only barely
able
to finish.
That sounds like my sex life.
Okay. Great job, Michael. the whole thing about the shark is that you can't see it for most of the movie up until the climax. And it worked mostly in the movie's favor, I think, because when you reveal the monster, nobody is scared anymore. You know, that's the whole thing about horror. That's the whole thing about suspense. It's like the less you know, the scarier, more scared you are.
Wow, that was really smart of Steven Spielberg to realize that. I know. And
not go
and
with
shoot
his gut
the
instinct.
Movie
yeah.
and shoot the movie that way.
And go incredibly over budget.
I'm saying this facetiously because he fully intended to show the
Absolutely.
Monster of the shark from
Which
the beginning.
Which raises the question, would this have been a success, as resounding a success as it was, had everything worked?
I feel like it... Sorry, go ahead, Michael.
I'm going to go ahead and say that because it's based... Because it's a shark, it's something mm-hmm. that already has an air of we're scared of it.
Yes.
And we already know what they look like.
Yes.
That it... I don't think it would have taken too much of the suspense away mm-hmm. unless it ended up looking goofy accidentally, like it looked too fake or something. Because I think usually what ruins it for me is if I see a monster and I just don't agree with the design and it's a little goofy or something like that. But this, there's not that much left to your imagination. We know what a shark looks like. We know what 25 feet is. So we can imagine what a 25-foot shark looks like. And then when they do show it, It worked. I don't feel that it would have taken anything away to see it again at the end had I already seen it earlier in the movie.
I'll disagree because I do think the shark looks a little goofy when you look at it. When he stabs at it, you can kind of just visualize the metal framing right underneath the machete that he's just stabbing into. And for me, it's more about the action of the shark than the looks of the shark, because they're having problems with making the shark swim and move. So imagine scenes like where the shark eats the boy on his little raft out in the water. If you had to see him go up and bite it, and it just his bite did not look convincing and looked very mechanic, you would never think that was something scary. But to see the boy just dragged underwater, or the girl skinny dipping at the very beginning just dragged underwater, is a better
horrifying.
Choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, if the shark worked, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's the hypothetical situation in which Spielberg had gotten the mechanics to work right away and shot the scenes in a way that you see the shark attack more clearly. What about if the shark had been CG? What do you guys think?
No.
How that would have been?
I don't think that would have worked. It only CG only works for piranhas. Because
they're tiny. Because
there's
smaller.
So many of them.
In 3D.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understandably. But seriously, what if they remade Jaws today and made it a CG shark? What would
it,
you guys think?
It wouldn't work because not showing the monster does build suspense. And the tendency to show and overshow your effect does get rid of the suspense. I think, you know, you could get away with showing the shark a little bit here and there, but the trend nowadays is to show off your fancy 3D model. And you'd see it too much, which is weird because it takes away a certain power that the monster has over the audience.
I once again object to your statement of showing it just matter-of-factly ruins the suspense. Too much.
Tastefully and enough, you know, right amount.
I think it just comes down to the design of the thing. Because I watched Aliens for the second time ever last night, and they show the aliens a lot in it, and I don't think it took anything away. I thought that because that's such a good design that it doesn't hurt any of the credibility.
But the first one, the first Aliens, it was only really revealed at the end.
That's true. The first Aliens, which is considered to be more of a horror movie than the second one.
Yeah, the second one's more of a sci-fi action.
They do obscure the alien for most of the movie.
Also because it was a guy in an alien suit rather than like...
They couldn't pull it off as well.
It's another matter of the limited technology working out in the movie's favor.
It's an example of limitations breeding creativity.
Yeah, off topic a little bit, but like that whole tracking shot through the kitchen in Goodfellas that they do when they're like... when he's leading his date down through the kitchen and out and around
seen it.
Are you serious?
I'm not high-fiving that.
Are
not
you
proud of it.
Serious? Oh, my
I'm
God.
Just giving
why
you,
didn't
I'm
pick
just giving
that?
You another pick. Haven't seen so it. Good. Also,
well,
I was
Ryan
like,
knows what I'm talking about.
I was going to stop you, too.
Even if I hadn't seen it, which I have, like that's one of the most famous long tracking shots in the history of film.
And
I feel like you guys should have seen
reason,
it at some point.
And the only reason that they shot it that way was because there was some weird thing where they won't let you go through the front door. Like the owner of the building that they were filming, I was like, oh, we can't let you go through the front door. That's where people go through. So they're like, well, shit, we're going to have to figure something out. And then they did that.
Sounds like discrimination against cameramen.
we don't let their crew in general. Your kind comes in the back.
Wow.
we don't let people through there. Or we only let people through there.
You don't qualify. Not these mechanical eyes. freak me out. I don't serve them.
Your droids. They'll have to wait outside.
Star Wars.
Come on.
Oh, really? Didn't get that.
Wait, what? What movie?
Star Wars.
Don't know it.
Anyway, so Jaws, pretty simple story. There are, you know, two deaths within the first 20 minutes. It's almost immediately obvious that it's a shark killing them. But I'm sorry, I'm trying to get you guys to chime in here.
Who's the second death? I remember the girl, and I thought the second death doesn't happen till...
I checked the timestamp whenever the second death happened.
Oh,
it was about 18 minutes.
Who is it?
I don't.
The kid.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh. Yeah. You see, it seems like so much happened that takes place later in a good way.
No, that's very early.
So it gets the ball rolling pretty immediately. From there, it's just trying to the hero's trying to wait not only to prove. That they're not only to solve the problem, but to prove that there is a problem.
Right, because the mayor is in constant denial, saying, "Don't say shark." The minute you say shark, everybody runs out of the beaches. You can say jellyfish or what is it, manta ray or barracuda.
Yep.
You can say barracuda, but don't say shark.
I don't know. I'd still be kind of worried about a barracuda.
Yeah, barracudas are freaky, man.
Yeah,
I've seen them.
The next scene where they put characters in danger. Was one where they didn't show the shark at all, and I actually thought that worked out really well. Where the dock detaches,
And then turns around and starts coming back, and he has to swim back to the rest of the dock to get up. Yeah,
so that I will say was a great scene where they didn't have to show the thing.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say also that the mayor in Jaws reminded me a lot of the EPA officer from Ghostbusters as kind of a human antagonist who prolongs the threat or makes the threat worse than it actually should have been, you know?
Yeah.
Do you guys agree?
You can't take out that chalk.
Yeah, no, I actually really...
Show me a warrant.
I love the mayor because I completely understand his point of view. He's not necessarily a bad guy. He's like, no, this is the economy for our town. And you look at it and it's like the 4th of July weekend and, oh my gosh, all of a sudden this town is like 10 times as many people. Of course you don't want to close the beach right then. Mm. So I like that he's understandable and not just...
I'm bad for
overly
the sake
mean.
Of being bad.
Yeah, like I thought the EPA officer was a little too mean. The mayor is understandable. I get him. I see where he's coming
from.
Well,
I mean, that was a comedy.
I know.
Eventually, though, he has no choice, and they do. He does end up hiring Captain Quid for the job.
Is it Quid or Quinn?
Quinn. Sorry, I don't know. I
think it's Quinn. Give me a second.
It probably is.
No, actually, Steven's
got that sounds
this.
Right. That sounds right, Quint? Actually. I'm going to go with that.
All right. I'm going to go with that, too.
Show me
Quinn.
Quint.
Oh, Quint. Wow. We were both wrong.
There were five of him?
Yeah.
Wow.
God damn it, Michael. Jesus.
I'd like to kick off the character discussion with Captain Quint, if I may. One thing I thought was quite interesting was that on the boat about two-thirds of the way into the movie, they have a more subdued scene where the bros hang out and drink and swap war stories.
Yeah, I was just about to say spit.
It's the weirdest
They're like,
scene
we
I've
could
ever
die
seen.
At any moment, boys.
Let's try this.
And Quint goes on. He tells this long story about why he... hates sharks so much about his vendetta against sharks
because he saw the movie Jaws.
Yes, he read the book actually.
Do you know what happens to me in about 15 minutes, guys?
The movie wasn't out before the movie came out.
Have you seen Spaceballs?
No.
Ooh, those rules can be changed.
When is now?
Right now.
When is this now?
What was then?
When will then be now? Soon. Need to watch that movie, man. Have you seen Blazing Saddles? Okay, good.
The thing that confused me about this is that, you know, they very obviously want to make it seem like Quint has this personal vendetta against the sharks. But then why does it take $10,000 and a prolonged amount of time for him to finally go out after it? Why does he need that incentive?
Yeah, why doesn't he think? That's a good point. I never thought about it. Why doesn't he think there's a shark nearby? I hate sharks. I got a boat. Let me just do this.
Because those sideburns ain't going to pay for themselves.
That's true. I mean, that is a lot of upkeep.
Have you ever groomed long sideburns before?
No,
have you?
No, I haven't. That's a good point.
There you go.
A lot of product goes into that.
A lot of product.
Maybe his boat needs repairs. Maybe his engine has barnacles on it for some reason.
I just have a hard time imagining if that were me and there were children dying and... You know, I had watched 200 of my friends get eaten by sharks, then I'd probably be out there a little sooner. Especially since later, he really does make it personal. You know, the main guy, I forget his name already, but,
the officer, the sheriff?
No. Yes. Yes,
Brody.
The sheriff, Brody. Really? Brody?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, he says we need the classic line, you're going to need a bigger boat. And then he goes and tries to radio for help, and Quint comes and smashes the radio.
I have a problem with that. Are you saying you have a problem with that?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
My problem with that is every time I see that, I think, okay, this is where he's going crazy because he is like a Captain Ahab and he sees his, you know, white whale, aka the shark, and he just has to kill it, but then not really.
I just realized too. His white whale, his
great,
the shark.
His great white whale.
But so I think he's about to descend into more and more craziness. But for the most part, he smashes the radio, then kind of just goes back to pursuing the shark as normal. Mm-hmm. So it kind of really doesn't go anywhere other than just serves the story to isolate them more. They can't radio for help because they're not too far from shore.
What that says to me is it just drives home that this is a personal fight. And he wants to be the guy that kills the shark, which just further throws his previous actions just in stark relief, where he requires the $10,000 payment and he waits several days. And
maybe he,
I don't know, it's weird.
Maybe he does that whenever he's hunting sharks. He just smashes his radio and he's like, I'm going to need money for a new one.
That's where the money's going, dude. It's like, I keep smashing all these radios every time I kill a shark.
Why do I keep smashing these radios?
I would save a lot of money if I didn't do this.
I could just retire. I wouldn't have to.
I could go inland, actually. Sharks.
Does he live on his boat?
No, he's got a
That's what the money goes toward, man. Got to pay off.
I feel like he's a homeowner. I feel like he owns
his
home. Like
he's already paid
for
it?
Yeah, I feel like he owns his home.
By killing sharks?
Yeah.
For their tusks,
sure, or his Navy pension or something.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Can I just tell you my favorite line by him?
Please.
Gage goes in the water. You go in the water. Sharks in the water. Our shark.
That cage scene actually is pretty terrifying. I personally could never get into a shark cage. I don't care how safe they say they are. I know this movie. What happens in this movie with a shark cage is like super, 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 super rare. Shark cage accidents rarely happen, but I will never.
I think like
ever
12 people in history have been killed by sharks or something.
Yeah,
it's small. It's not that small. But
yet every time I go like snorkeling, every 10 seconds I just look behind me just to be sure. It's terrifying.
Make it sound like you just snorkel all the time.
All the time. That one time I went snorkeling like 5 years ago.
You know, I think we know someone who was attacked by a shark.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will?
No, No. I don't know if we want to say their name.
I don't know.
Let's call them Steve.
I never asked her about it, though. Do you know?
Oh, let's call her Steve.
Okay, we won't say her name. Yeah. Steve. We have a friend who's...
Is it on her leg?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because
I've seen it, and I'm now forgetting who, but I...
Well, don't if you remember, don't I've say the name, her. Just because we haven't asked her. But yeah,
so
a friend of ours...
our good girlfriend, Steve.
was attacked by a shark, and the shark bit one of the... There's two bones in your lower leg. I forget which one it bit out, but it bit out one of them.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
So she's got to wear a leg brace, and normally you don't notice it because she wears jeans, but yeah, she's permanently got a leg brace on to kind of replace that bone. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yikes.
So she should be hunting sharks.
I want to see her do the Quint monologue.
I would pay to see her maintain her sideburns.
Well,
I would pay to see her grow out sideburns and then.
Oh, you would pay for it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's kind of expensive.
Yeah, it's a costly endeavor.
Just making sure you realize that.
You know, with how rare shark attacks are and how many specials there are on sharks, especially during Shark Week, do you think just every time there's a shark attack discovery, it's like, all right, send a camera crew to that guy right now? Because there's an extreme shortage of content here.
Now, what do you think is more rare? Shark attacks? Not shark fatalities, but shark attacks? Or
shark fatalities?
Or full-on sideburns on women?
Probably shark fatalities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that was a choice, but okay.
It's a sign of status, you know. It's kind of like if you can maintain those sideburns.
Oh, I'm sorry, shark
like,
attacks.
Oh, he's got
I thought you meant shark attacks are a sign of status. Hey, if you've been attacked by a shark, you're in a really elite club.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if our friend was joking, but I think she said that she was attacked by a shark at Amity Island. So
oh man, I don't know if she was joking. I don't know. I've never...
I feel like I remember her saying that. So
I've always been like nervous to ask her about it. I've never asked
right,
her
exactly.
about it. Because it's traumatizing. She's missing part of her leg.
And I've never actually seen it. I didn't even realize...
Well, it's not there.
I didn't even realize she had the brace.
Oh.
Until I heard about it, yeah. Anyway, let's talk about more of this movie.
I would like to talk about the score.
Academy Award winning John Williams.
We have yet again John Williams making movie history.
I think this was one of his first.
With Steven Spielberg, it was one of his first.
Yeah, he'd been composing since like the 50s. Yeah. So he was a seasoned composer at this time. But as far as like, you know, big movies, I think this was earlier on in his career.
I mean, this is one of those things that just elevated everybody. Him. Included, you know, he was no exception. But one of the like movie trivia things that I always remember about this movie is that when John Williams called Steven Spielberg in and said, "Hey, I want you to to listen to this and see what you think. And he, you know, ringed out those two notes, that bump, 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 on his piano. And Steven Spielberg thought it was a joke. He was like, ha, that's a good one. So seriously, what did you have in mind for the movie? And he's like, that's it.
I'm sure a lot gets lost in the mid-70s phone connections there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think they were in the same room.
Well, but, listen to this.
Wait, why were they on the phone if they're in the same room?
Did I say that they were on the phone together?
Yeah, you said got him on the line, something like that.
Oh no, I didn't.
Unless you mean he got him high off a line.
No, it wasn't
coke.
On the phone. It was in the same room.
Dude, this is a score. Check this out.
Yeah, John was like way blazed.
On coke.
On cocaine.
He was just blazing it up
on coke.
He was blazing up the coke in his joint, his coke joint.
We were talking when we did Jurassic Park that among John Williams's scores, you know, it's not his best, but that doesn't take away from the fact that this is a great score. It's just not as listenable as some of those other, you know.
Well, it's not like I'm gonna
fits the tone of the movie great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the majesty of it. Yeah. Like it's not like E.T. or Jurassic Park or whatever. It's like I'm gonna listen to this for a while, you know. Mm-hmm. Without the accompaniment of the film, it really is it's half a package.
Yeah.
Like I would argue it's one of his best scores. It's just not the catchiest.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, it's not. I mean, everybody knows the dun 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 dun, but you know,
kids in Africa who have never seen Jaws. They've barely seen water.
There's a lot of sharks in Africa. Around it, technically.
Well,
South Africa.
I'm talking about like kids middle of Africa barely know what water is.
So
this movie makes no sense to them.
The only other point I had was about the thriller aspect of this movie.
I thought we were talking about Michael Jackson.
About the music video Thriller. I think it's a great video.
Oh yeah, it's great.
Oh, still the best music opinion. Video of all time.
But it was really out of place in the middle of this movie.
I was seriously considering just as a joke saying that our next movie would be just a
Thriller.
Music video or something. Yeah. But the one scene where Brody and Harry Chest go out at night on the boat.
Oh yeah, and, on the sciencey boat, the lab.
And Gary the science fairy goes
Super?
gets in his wetsuit and dives down into the wreck, and it's probably, you know, the most jump scary part of the movie.
Oh yeah, whenever the
human body floats out of the hole. And I've seen this movie several times before, and I 100% knew it was coming, and I still jumped whenever it came out. So,
yeah, this being the first time I've seen this, it definitely got me. And more specifically, I'm not one who gets scared or anxious very often during movies. And as soon as he got in the water, I just was like panicking for him because I liked the character, and I was like, no, I know they're not going to kill him this early on, if at all, but.
There's a shark in there.
There's a shark in there. Yeah.
Don't go down, dear. It's dark, and there's a shark. Looney Tunes reference. No, I'm not going to high five you. I don't deserve it.
James, you have two perfectly good hands. Why would you waste this? There
right.
you go.
You're absolutely right.
Any more thoughts before we rate it?
I just want to say I've always thought the Jaws theme could scare you out of a pool if you played it at the right time, just because it's so, it would scare me out of a pool if I was like 10 years younger. Does anyone else think this movie almost has like a Lifetime TV movie feel? I mean, I know it was his first theatrical movie, but it seems like it's not, the feel is not too far
Lifetime
above that
TV.
Threshold.
I think of, I don't know about Lifetime, but I think
TV
of, when
movie
I think
of the
of
week.
Jaws, sometimes I think about, you know, like watching it. In fact, I think the first time I did watch it, it was on TV. But
so,
yeah.
Well, there were just zero abused females in Jaws, so I didn't get that vibe.
So I think Spielberg made two or three like made for TV movies before this. And I kind of want to show you guys one of them sometime. It's called Duel.
Yeah, you were talking about that when we were watching it.
It's actually pretty good.
Really interesting sounding.
But yeah, this is definitely, it definitely shows that he's an experienced TV movie director. This does have that kind of feel. Almost sci-fi movie of the month kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sci-fi channel.
It's like a super
original.
It's a super shark without being a super shark.
Right. It's nothing, it's not stupid and supernatural like those are, but it definitely does have the TV movie feel, I think.
Yeah.
Y'all ready to rate this?
Let's do it. Do, 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 do,
do. You said y'all ready for this?
Do, I did that a couple weeks ago. I don't remember.
James.
Movie that I really enjoy, but I feel like I appreciate it more because of how it kind of it changed what a blockbuster. It was the first blockbuster, you know. It was the first thing that it was the launching pad for that whole genre. Yeah, I mean, for better or for worse, like it did change the scope of cinema and what it could pull off, and just how people would flock to the theaters. So for that alone, you know, it gets a lot of points. But aside from that, it's one of those movies that just has so much suspense, and like you were saying, Michael, it's one of those things that's just like you're scared for the people. You know, you want people to not get eaten by this thing.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of like a Jurassic Park sort of feel.
I'd say the suspense in this is greater than the suspense in Jurassic Park.
Yeah. But why is that? What did we learn? Because they didn't show it.
He backed you into a corner, Michael. You got to say it.
No, but I don't agree with that point.
No, he's got
to
say it.
He has to say it.
I don't have to say it.
All right. But regardless, also...
Dang it, I thought we were going to trick him.
Great score. I'm going to give this one an A minus.
You know what? I'm going to say that's a great score.
I'm going to give that score an A+.
It was an average score for me.
C.
Yeah.
You give his A- a C.
I give his A- a C.
We're getting all sorts of crazy reviews on this.
Michael, what's our aggregate review for James's review?
We're at about a B.
Okay.
Yeah. Steven's brought it way down.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Steven, why don't you rate Jaws?
It's really interesting that this is the first blockbuster because it feels really different from the ones we have now, because there's these great moments where Brody will just kind of have a silent minute with his family and you get a lot of interaction in there, and you just don't see that anymore, and it's really masterfully done. That and all the other points we've been given it. Really enjoy this movie. Love it every time it's on. I don't know how I don't have it on Blu-ray right now, but I should get it. I'm going to give this movie a solid A.
Solid.
And I give your rating
B+.
An 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
So we got a B+, an 8 out of 10. How many stars is that? How many stars?
I think that is going to be 3.75 out of 72.
Now, are those Yelp stars or Amazon?
Yelp.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
3.75 Yelp stars out of 75
out
Amazon
of 75
stars.
Out of 75 Amazon stars, yeah. Yes.
Of course. Common rating.
I definitely like this movie a lot. It's just on this most recent viewing that I kind of, you know, I noticed some character inconsistencies that I pointed out, and, definitely, I wish it moved a more of a steady clip. It definitely gets a lot more exciting in the last third, I guess. Mm-hmm. A little bit slow at the beginning, or in the middle, I guess.
You know what happens a lot in the last third?
What's that?
They show the shark.
Okay. But it's not as scary.
No, I just wanted to point it out.
It's not as scary.
I just wanted to point that fact out.
It's not as scary either, though. It's not as scary.
What's your rating?
A-.
All right. Well, this is the first time I've seen it, and I'm one who's bad at enjoying things outside of, I guess, older things tend not to hold up as much with me, but I still definitely enjoyed it and see why it's a classic. I don't think it's one I'm going to rewatch over and over, but I am curious.
God damn it, Ryan.
I am curious to check out the sequels. I don't know if they're supposed to be any good.
Ryan, do you mind? Michael is in the middle of something.
Nobody would have heard that if you hadn't said anything.
I don't know about that.
Anyways, my rating is a B+.
Ooh.
I give your review an F.
I don't think you do.
Minus.
Oh, yes, yes. Ryan, I give you your F minus and A plus.
Thank
for
you, Steve.
Adopting the F minus, because I believe it exists.
Now, is your F minus on an Amazon or eBay scale?
Neither.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, our finished rating for this
is... It's a Rotten Tomatoes scale, actually.
Okay. Our finished rating for this is an A minus.
Oh, man, I was
me
right.
Me and James, yeah.
Ah, that was nice. Okay, so I think it's time for something.
Could it be the
challenge, 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 challenge,
stop.
Challenge time.
What is it?
What?
What's your challenge?
Oh, I thought it was, what is it? I was like, I was about to define what a challenge
is. It's a challenge, challenge. It's a challenge, challenge. It's a challenge, 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 challenge.
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge.
Challenge is something, an ordeal, perhaps, that you have to overcome in... In this case, you've got to do it better than everybody else.
See, I'm glad that you actually defined challenge for me, because that's actually what I was asking.
Okay, because like this whole time he hasn't understood exactly what a challenge
nope.
was.
He doesn't know what we're doing.
This is
different.
This
every
is
week.
This just... is another one of Michael's brothers who has no idea what we're doing here.
Okay, I'm going to set up a scene here. Yes, a scene. We are all on
the same
a boat. Or you guys are all on a boat.
Never thought I'd be on a boat.
You are on the Orca.
Beautiful
boat. You are hunting a 25-foot great white shark. It's somewhere in the water, and it's actually starting to attack. It started to attack your hull. So keep in mind that your
it
ship
started to attack our hull.
Yes. Your ship is sinking. Yes.
Two-part question.
Okay.
One, can I use the restroom?
In the scenario?
In the scene.
Sure. You probably already have.
Okay, yes. That's a good point.
All right, second?
Second, are we the characters from Jaws, or are
we
just
ourselves?
Well,
here's the thing.
Okay.
Michael, you will be playing Brody. So you are out to kill this shark for the betterment of the town.
Uh-huh.
Ryan, you're going to be the marine biologist. I forget his name.
What?
Harry Carey, the science
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah, I knew you didn't like him. That's why I picked it.
Nice.
So you're going to be the marine biologist, the fairy. And you, here's your thing. You actually secretly don't want the shark to be killed because you are a marine biologist. Mm. In fact, you've sort of gotten Stockholm syndrome from this shark. So you're kind of
because
in love with this shark.
The shark had me locked in the shark cage.
Exactly. And you like locked eyes and you realize something.
With the doves.
You're inexplicably in your scuba suit. Nobody told you to get into it. You're just in it. You just want to get in contact with the shark.
Okay. And I like this new dimension to the character.
Exactly. And then, Steven, you're Captain Ahab. Quint. I have this manic sort of, I need to kill this shark, but you have a feeling that there's mutiny afoot.
I just had a great idea.
Yes.
I want my son, grandson, great-grandson, and great-great-grandson to all be Ryan Evans.
Mm-hmm.
So then they can call the last one Quint. Yes.
And the third one, Trey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so yes, you are trying to kill the shark, but you also think that there may be mutiny afoot.
I see.
Keep now, in mind that the ship is sinking this whole time.
Now, can I ask for one slightly major edit?
Sure.
Can we be hunting a 25-foot sandwich?
I just really got to get this sandwich.
If we treat it with the same urgency as though it were a 25-foot
okay.
shark.
As long as you realize the danger.
Yes.
Of course. Okay. So now you're no longer a marine biologist. You're a deli biologist. Uh-huh. and
a butcher?
Do you need any time to prepare?
I say we jump
nope,
into
we're
it.
Good.
All right. Jump into it and go.
Hey guys, did I ever show you my battle scars from all the sandwiches that I've made? Here's this one I dropped a pack of ham on my leg and
you should call that one Battlescar Galactica.
This isn't the time.
I would, but I'm just so hairy. I can't even. I'm so stupid looking. I can't even believe it. It's just.
Does anyone?
I can't even think of anything that clever.
Does anyone maybe want a radio for help?
No.
Maybe. I think you should.
I want to learn more about this situation. Is it true that most people get attacked by sandwiches in 3 feet of water? About 10 feet from the beach?
I that beware the picnic basket.
Yes, that is my every sandwich I've ever made has been in at least 3 feet of water. Yes,
and that before people started to swim for recreation.
Recreation.
I mean, before sandwiches. No, for recreation. They were reenacting sandwich attacks.
Oh, okay.
I mean, before sandwiches knew that they were missing.
Okay. The sandwich is attacking your boat right this second. Oh, well, why are we learning?
I need to educate. I need to educate myself about the sandwich so I know what
I thought we were just,
I set this up for you
no,
guys.
I thought we were just,
no, you did.
I thought we would
but
have
I'm,
some time. To,
I'm taking time to educate.
Stop. Yeah. I thought we were going to have some time to like hang out before we...
I was going right into it. I was
said,
like,
keep in mind, the ship is sinking.
Wait, so we can't be swapping spit just
okay,
for a
little
bit?└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└
Okay, let's get back into it, guys. Let's get back into it.
All right.
Oh, God, what was that?
The ship ain't be sinking.
Already?
Yeah.
But we just got hit once.
I really needed the $10,000.
It must have been a really big sandwich.
Yes.
Bigger than any I've ever seen.
Guys, holy shit.
I don't think my jaws are big enough.
That sandwich has turkey inside it.
Guys, can you help me out of this wetsuit? I need to go to the bathroom. Too late.
Just go. Just go, man.
Okay.
The ocean be all around you. Just let it go.
Guys, what are we going to do?
I have a giant butter knife.
Wait, is that butter knife is going to puncture the crust of that 25-foot sandwich?
Is that really necessary? I mean, yeah. It looks like a really delicious sandwich. We're going to need
a bigger knife.
No, I don't necessarily think we need.
Oh shit! It has Ahab's hand. It looks broken.
It broke me hand. Someone really should have radioed for help so I could have broken it. Yes.
It broke it.
It broke it.
I'm gonna throw a butter knife.
Good.
No. I caught it. I caught it before it hit the sandwich.
It was such a good throw.
Good thing I have 30 other butter knives.
Let it
click.
Throw.
I'll reflect them off my copious chest hair.
You're just stabbing
him. How are you catching these all?
He'd be losing much blood. He'd be losing.
They're all getting caught in my chest hair.
Quints of blood, as I call them. Quints.
Guys, we can't do this. It's such a rare species.
I say we throw the science boy overboard.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Just try. My hair
I'll
makes
take
me
his legs.
My chest hair
oh
makes.
Oh God, arms. My wrists are caught.
My chest hair weighs 500 pounds. So good luck with that.
I'm tangled inside of his chest hair.
Now I know why we're sinking.
I think he's eating me. He's the danger.
It's not my fault. I really can't control it.
No, the sandwich. It's on board. It's helping us fight. It's helping us fight the true danger now. I knew we could understand each other.
All right, and scene.
Guys.
And scene.
What did we just do?
That was horrible.
James, I'm really sorry. I really wanted it to be a shark.
I was about to knife my way out from the inside and slice him in half.
And I'm sure it would have been fantastic.
It would have been rather epic.
I thought that was great.
You all get negative points for
what?
This.
I was trying to
well,
keep
this is
going to
be the first time. This is going to be the first time somebody wins. With
By
the,
not losing.
This is going to be like golf points.
That's a lot of bull. That's a lot of bull.
Okay.
Come on. I was the only one who was trying to be like, hey, we're actually sinking here.
I did exactly what you wanted me to.
No. You all changed it to a sandwich.
I was trying to destroy the sandwich. He was taking my knives.
All right. Give me a second. Give me a
I was
second
doing here. What he told me to.
Talk amongst yourselves.
He gave me the character motivation, and I was applying it properly.
Yeah, we just had contrasting, conflicting interests. But
yeah,
okay. we were both enacting.
I don't think either of us should lose
Ryan,
points for that.
I agree.
You get -7 points because despite the fact that you did have moments where you did seem like you were in love with the sandwich, you also were not doing a good proper yes and for this scene. Michael said he was throwing the knife, and you said, oh, it got caught in my chest hair. That's not playing fair.
Have you seen his chest hair? It's so stupid.
Have you seen my chest
hair?
It's the 70s. It's stupid. And like, butter knives don't get caught in there.
There's nothing
you,
wrong with
you
the chest
You were insulting
hair,
James with the chest hair thing.
That's also true.
Saying.
So he actually gets -8 points. Thank you for reminding Matt.
Did you just say thank you for reminding Steven. My ass? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Thanks, Steuben.
Steuben, while you were on the right track with trying to kill the shark, you also failed to wreck. Well, I don't know. You actually did kind of think that Michael was the true danger there. So
no, he thought his chest hair was right.
You said when he started eating you, I said.
He's the
go.
True danger.
Yeah. And then the sandwich helped me. He was trying to get us out of the boat.
Yeah.
Because he was like, hey, right, guys, but there's danger up there.
At no point did you actually kind of suspect or, like, hint that you were, like, thinking they were going to try to
until when it happened.
Mutiny yeah, until, okay. that, until that particular action. So I'm going to give you negative 10 points.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm being harsh this week, guys.
That is...
Michael...
We grade on different criteria.
You did try to kill the shark, yes. But I just don't like you, so you're going to get negative 15 points. So that means, with a golf score of negative 8, Ryan wins this week.
All right.
Let's golf clap.
Golf clap. Golf clap for the golf
really?
Win.
Really?
I'll take
clapping.
It.
Clapping.
Steven,
guys.
Clap your hands.
Steven, come on, don't be rude.
Steven. Steven, why aren't Steven. You clapping your hands?
Steven, up top.
Steven, high five.
Steven, high five.
No, what?
No, the
wrong
other
hand.
One.
What wrong the hand.
Heck
other one.
Is that? What are you giving
give
us?
A good hand. So useless. Right. Hand-related thing.
It's about time, ladies and gentlemen.
So
next week it's gonna be the reign of Ryan. You will all fear as I give you nothing but negative points.
I think that should be our new rating
bow
system, our new scoring system. Whoever has the least
and
shitty
despair.
There is no Ryan though. There's only Zool.
Oh, hey. Good one.
That's a good point.
I'll give you +1 point, but you still lose.
Negative 14, I'll take it. Next week, I would like to watch
Cool Hand Luke.
How did you know?
I didn't.
I have not seen it.
I don't know anything about this movie.
What's it about?
You'll have to wait and find out.
Oh, shit.
But the audience, you should watch it.
It's another fairly old movie. Paul Newman is the main character in it.
I like me some Paul Newman salad dressing.
That's all I'm going to say.
He does make good salad dressing.
So next week we are going to be watching and reviewing Cool Hand Luke. Write us in your thoughts, fuarock@gmail.com or
at fuarockpodcast.
Thank you, Michael. I was getting there.
That's Twitter. Right. That's our Twitter.
I was getting there in literally half a second.
You know what? Right. Maybe this week I wanted to plug our Twitter.
Don't do Ryan's thing.
It's my thing. It's
you took
thing.
Over my body last week. I think I can do some of your things.
You took over my podcast last week.
Actually, I did what you're doing.
Sorry.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on with Hyperdrive?
Wow, you really are doing Ryan's thing. Okay, so a while back we did a earthquake video for the KTLA anchor reaction. Well, while my hand is healing up, I'm in the mood to do more videos like that. So if you have any funny clips you want me to add some effects to or tutorials for effects you want me to cover, let me know, and that way I can do some cool stuff for you while my good hand is healing up. And then in a couple of weeks when I'm fairly... through some rehab, then maybe we can start shooting actual videos again.
Thank you for responding to me, Steven. And not to Michael.
I'm so confused.
He was looking right at me when he said all of that.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you were.
Oh.
Not Michael.
So sensing some tension here.
See you, Michael.
Michael.
Michael. Michael. Don't jump out the window.
You threaten...
It's too... Oh,
you threaten this all the time, Michael. I don't know why.
Okay. He's not trying the window now. He's trying the...
Go hang out with Will.
That just goes to the closet. You won't actually be leaving if you go through there.
That's going to do it for this week's podcast. Let's go around the table for one last roll call.
I'm Steven.
I'm James.
And I'm Ryan.
This has been another episode of...
And I'm Michael. That's the name of the podcast.
Thank you again for joining us for another episode of...
From Under a Rock.
Bye, guys. And by that, I mean bisexual guys. It's just a shout out to guys who happen to be bisexual.
That was clear.
Okay.
Hey, hit the nose.